Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Live, online, streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
DStv Channel 856. 92.7 and 106 FM.
The president will be commemorating National Youth Day later on today and officially launching the National Pathway Management Network. Wasim Karim, the CEO of the National Youth Development Agency, joins us now on the line to tell us what this network is all about. Wasim, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to your listeners as well.
What is the National Pathway Management Network?
Yes, I think first there needs to be an acknowledgement that youth unemployment has reached almost catastrophic levels in South Africa. It was like that before COVID-19 and it's been exacerbated by the pandemic. But one of the things that the administration has taken seriously is curbing the high levels of youth unemployment. Now, in the design of the presidential youth employment intervention, one of the elements was the fact that we need to have greater means of reaching young people, whether it's in person, online, or over the phone. And that it's often challenging for young people just to be able to search for work. So the National Pathway Management Network, which is in a platform called SAYouth.mobi, is the ability for a young person, no matter where they are, to be able to build a profile for themselves and make themselves visible to employers by locating their skills, their needs, and then not only a supply-side intervention, but also a demand-side intervention in taking opportunities from different providers, whether they be in the public sector, the private sector, or civil society, and aggregating those opportunities and connecting young people with those opportunities in one place. Yeah. So really democratizing the access to information for young people, breaking the barriers that make it difficult to search for work for young people, And really, SA Youth is what we call the spine of our presidential youth employment intervention to really curb these high rates of youth unemployment. Maybe just one more point to add is that often when we say we're trying to scale initiatives through technology, it's a very privileged way of thinking, right? Because we have very high cost of data in South Africa. So one of the elements is that the platform's been zero-rated by all of the telecommunications companies, which means the high cost of data barrier is overcome with the SA Youth platform.
Is the assumption we're making that there are people who are looking for employees, and obviously there are young people who are looking for employment, and this is a platform where they're going to be meeting each other?
Yeah, of course. But I think beyond that is also a case of, that this overwhelming amount of information for young people, right? That sometimes also adds to the challenge of searching for work because one doesn't necessarily know where to start, yeah? And simply by understanding what a young person's needs are, it makes it easier for us through a technology platform to be able to connect young people with opportunities relevant to what they're looking for, yeah? And sometimes I think we overlook in this, beyond the statistics, we overlook sometimes just the guidance that young people need in being able to access that first opportunity. So definitely, I'm using it as a meeting place is one of the key elements of the platform.
It said also that you are, I suppose, helping them get work ready. What does that mean, Wasim?
Yeah, so I think there is also a challenge. For example, when we look at statistics, we see that where young people live in a home where people are unemployed, they find it hard to search for work, right? So that talks to elements like having access to a network of people that can give you access to opportunities. But it also talks about how to perform in a first interview, how to make sure your CV is polished, yeah? Understanding the typical interview questions that are asked, how to dress and prepare for an interview, how to get employers to recognize the skills that you have as a young person, yeah? And I think, as much as in-person training is very helpful, online training can also be very helpful in that aspect, but more than that, it helps us to scale, right? Instead of reaching thousands of young people, we can now reach millions of young people, yeah? And I think work readiness, not only in South Africa, but across the world, has shown the ability to support the transition of young people into the workplace. But also, I think what it displays is, really, young people sometimes just need a bit of a learning intervention. They don't necessarily need a full year qualification, but a smaller 3 or 4 week work readiness course can help them be better prepared for the labor market.
Wasim, I suppose we do need to acknowledge that the challenges that result in the high levels of youth unemployment are slightly more primary than that, right? There are questions around the quality of education that we are delivering in the curriculum every day in our schools across the country. Is it preparing the young people for a prospective employment in the future? And some would argue not. I was chatting to the former statistician general on Monday, I think it was, and he was reflecting on how 200,000 or 2 million job opportunities basically are residing with people older than 34 that used to be taken up by the youth in the past, but do not reside in that bracket anymore because what they are being taught is not preparing them for those job opportunities. So that is a massive issue that needs to be challenged. I imagine not only you as an agency, but certainly the president is not seeing this network as a silver bullet to anything, right?
Yeah, so I think definitely the Presidential Youth Employment Intervention recognizes the fact that unemployment is very structural and systematic in its nature in South Africa. And if we look at what's the number one driver of youth unemployment, it's young people not completing basic education, those young people who've not acquired a matric certificate. Yeah, and I think we also know on the economic side, the lack of economic growth and the lack of creation of labor-intensive opportunities is also leading to these high levels of unemployment. So definitely, this is not what I'd call a structural adjustment program. And I think what you'd also notice that on the economic side, the president is making significant announcements around economic reforms to change our levels of economic growth. But I think what it does recognize is the fact that young people, in spite of what their current circumstances are, they have skills and talents that can be harnessed into current opportunities. Let me just give you one example, right? Is that South Africa's global businesses services sector, where you look at data processing centers, call centers, back office system support centers, we're only second fastest growing in global business services behind India. Yeah, lots of companies are outsourcing their work to South Africa. Now, it doesn't necessarily take long to train a young person for a job in a call center or data processing center. Yeah, those courses are often non-accredited in nature. They're short-term in nature. And once you've trained a young person for a job in there, they generally earn salaries at decent amounts of level, way above the national minimum wage. You know, so there are opportunities and sectors which provide sectoral level plans which can help us to start changing the youth unemployment numbers. And I think that's what the youth employment intervention really looks at, is to say, this is our current circumstance. Yeah, we do have young people who often have not completed their basic education. How can we help support their transition as young people? Understanding the fact that young people don't necessarily have the luxury of time associated with the structural changes we need to make in the economy.
You made reference to call center sort of sector opportunities, which in Cape Town, certainly we're seeing a massive growth in that sector and really providing employment opportunities for young people primarily. Absolutely. The other challenge I find is that we have a lot of often very short-term work opportunities that have been created. They are for a couple of months, half a year at most, and then that young person will then be unemployed again for a period of time while they're looking for other job opportunities. We're not seemingly creating enough long-term sustainable jobs for these young people to take up those opportunities.
Yeah, indeed. I think that's 100% correct. So I think we also see this almost bouncing of young people between short-term opportunities, you know, and it also affects the confidence of young people because you have this great sense of hope once you're placed in an opportunity, and once you bounce out of that opportunity, you almost lose hope and lose confidence. And then I think that's what creates this not economically active, you know, a discouraged work seekers population, the ones who've given up looking for work. And I think, again, that's where something like a national pathway management network is important, right? Because it allows young people to get recognition for the skills that they've earned in short-term opportunities, yeah? And it allows them to be visible to employers, and it allows us to understand them so we can transition them into opportunities that become available, yeah? But it also speaks to the economic growth measures that we need to input, right? The truth is South Africa doesn't create enough jobs. On an annual basis, we have 1.2 million young people entering the labor market. Only 400,000 to 500,000 new jobs, and this has led to this growth of not employment, education, or training. So certainly key economic reforms, and I think our GDP figures are starting to suggest that our economic recovery may be slightly faster than expected. We need to take advantage of that window of opportunity and keep that momentum going, because we really do need to create meaningful jobs at scale. Yeah.
What time is the president going to be commemorating Youth Day and officially launching this network?
So the Youth Day program runs between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. this morning.
All right. Wasim, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Wasim Karim, the CEO of the National Youth Development Agency.